Hello and welcome to this podcast lesson. It is just a genuine pleasure to open this space with you all again.
It is.
I know so many of you tuning in are, you know, fellow holistic practitioners, you're energy workers, healers, and you are right there in the trenches of this work every single day.
It's wonderful to be here. And I always appreciate these specific sessions because we can bypass all the introductory material.
Exactly.
We know you all understand your energy bodies, you know your meridians. We can really just get our hands dirty with the mechanics of a specific modality.
Yes, exactly. We are skipping the 101 class today. No need to convince anyone listening that the etheric body is real or that, you know, vibrational frequency dictates biological reality.
We live and breathe this stuff.
We do. And today I am vibrating with a very specific kind of excitement because we are looking at a course that has genuinely reshaped a pretty significant part of my personal practice.
Oh, I believe it.
We are exploring the course material for Silver Reiki Platinum.
This is a fascinating one. It really is. And I think it's important to clarify right off the bat for our listeners who might be, say, Reiki masters in the Usui tradition or maybe Karuna practitioners.
Good point.
When we talk about Silver Reiki, we aren't just talking about a visualization. We aren't just saying, imagine the color silver.
No. Not at all.
The course describes it as something much more fundamental, a vibrational upgrade, or maybe a better term is a specific frequency blend.
It's distinct.
Yeah.
It feels different in the body, in the hands. The course defines the core essence of this modality as a blend. You have that universal life force, that warm, intelligent, familiar flow we all know from traditional Reiki.
Right, the carrier wave.
Yes, the carrier wave. But here it is fused, really fused, with what the course calls silver energy.
It's an alloy. That's truly the best way I can think to describe it.
An alloy. I like that.
Yeah, in metallurgy, when you mix metals, you get properties that neither metal has on its own, right? Steel is so much stronger than just iron. In this case, the course suggests that by alloying the universal life force with this specific silver frequency, you create a resonance that is just. It's specifically tuned for the etheric body.
And that is the hook. That is what made me pick up this course in the first place. I mean, we have so many amazing tools for the emotional body, for the mental body, or for physical tissue.
Absolutely.
But the etheric body, that's the blueprint. If you can work on that level, everything else starts to fall into place.
Absolutely. And just for a moment, for anyone who might specialize in other modalities, let's just align on terms. The etheric body is, you know, it's that energetic wireframe. It's the scaffold that the physical body is constructed upon.
The energetic double.
The energetic double, exactly. And if you have a distortion in that wireframe, a dent, a tear, a blockage, the physical cells will eventually inevitably replicate that distortion.
It has to.
So you can treat the physical symptom all day long. You can rub a cream on it. But if the etheric blueprint itself is warped, the issue just keeps coming back.
I think we've all seen that with clients. The same pattern repeating.
Over and over.
The course explicitly states that Silver Reiki targets, and I'm quoting here, rejuvenation at the cellular level via the etheric body. It's about polishing the mold so that the casting comes out clean every time.
And it does this through a very, very specific mechanism. This brings us to what the course calls the energetic signature of the modality. And it introduces a concept that I'll admit, when you first read it, it sounds a little whimsical.
A little bit, yeah.
But in practice, it is incredibly potent. They call it the silver sparkles.
I have to admit, when I first read Silver Sparkles in the manual, I had a moment of, you know, hesitation.
Of course you did.
It sounded a bit aesthetic, you know, like fairy dust or something.
It does sound light, doesn't it? But when you read the technical breakdown of what's happening, and more importantly, when you feel it in a session, you realize they are not talking about glitter.
No.
They're talking about a high-frequency residue.
Let's unpack that, because that's a really key concept. Mm. Usually, when we run energy, it flows through. It flushes the system.
Like running water through a pipe.
Exactly. It cleans things out, and then it's gone. But this course claims that Silver Reiki leaves a deposit, a beneficial deposit.
Yes. Think of it like electroplating, that's the best analogy I can come up with. When you run this specific frequency through a person's etheric field, it leaves behind these trace amounts of high vibration light.
So it adheres.
It adheres to the etheric webbing. The sparkles are essentially these tiny crystalline points of light that remain in the aura even after the session is officially closed.
And this isn't just for decoration. This is where it gets so practical for us as practitioners. The function of this residue, it acts as a shield.
But a very specific type of shield. I think that's important. We often teach shielding as building a wall, don't we?
We do. Visualize a brick wall or a lead bubble or a mirror.
Right. And the problem with walls is that they isolate you. They can cut off your connection to the environment, which as a healer, you need. You need to be able to read the room to feel the client.
A wall blocks everything, the good and the bad. It's indiscriminate.
Exactly. The silver sparkles function more like a refractive coating. Think of the anti-glare coating on a high-end camera lens, or even how stealth technology works. It doesn't block energy, it refracts it. Specifically, it refracts low-frequency vibrations.
So, practically speaking, let's talk about the practitioner working in a really heavy environment.
A hospital.
A hospital, a clinic, or you have a practice right in the middle of a crowded city. I know when I have to take the subway after a long day of sessions, I feel incredibly porous.
Oh, we've all been there. You've just spent hours with your channels wide open to help someone heal. And then you step onto a train packed with people who are frustrated, tired, ungrounded.
You're just a sponge for all of it?
You are a total sponge. The Silver Sparkle Shield is designed for exactly that scenario. Because it's a refractive layer, all that negativity, the psychic static of the city, it hits that silver frequency and it bounces off. It can't latch on.
It's too slippery. The frequency is too high for it to find a purchase.
Precisely. It deflects the negativity while keeping your aura light and, crucially, permeable to high frequencies. You can still feel love. You can still receive guidance from your higher self. But that heavy, dense sludge from the subway just slides right off you.
It's like etheric Teflon.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
Very good way. And this leads us to the other aspect of the energetic signature that I found completely counterintuitive at first, and I know you did too.
Oh, the timing.
Yeah.
This really threw me for a loop initially. I mean, it's automatic for us, isn't it? When we think of silver, we think of the moon.
Instantly.
We think of the goddess of Artemis, Diana. We think of the night. It feels like this nocturnal, quiet, very internal energy.
That is the archetypal association we all have built up over lifetimes. Silver equals moon equals night. It's just in there.
But the course material is absolutely adamant. It states that the best time to perform silver Reiki, especially if your goal is to generate this protective shield, is during the day.
Specifically in sunlight.
It felt so wrong to me at first. I remember my first time trying it thinking, shouldn't I be doing this by candlelight with some incense going? But then I read the explanation in the course about the synergy and it clicked into place so perfectly.
It's physics, really, and metaphysics. I mean, what does the moon do? As a celestial body, it doesn't generate its own light.
It reflects the sun.
The silver frequency at its core is a reflective frequency. That is its primary quality.
So if you are working with a reflective frequency in the dark,
there's nothing for it to reflect. It's dormant. The potential is there, but it's in a passive state. The course instruction is just brilliant because it asks you to take this incredible reflective capacity and expose it to the ultimate source of full spectrum light we have, the sun.
When performed in daylight, the silver sparkles gain an extra quality from full spectrum light. That's the direct quote. I have it underlined in my manual.
It activates the shield. It's like wearing a high visibility vest. In the dark, it's just a piece of fabric. But when a car's headlight hits it, it blazes. It becomes undeniable.
That's a great analogy.
By doing silver Reiki in your garden or near a sunny window or just taking 5 minutes outside on your lunch break, you are charging those sparkles with pure soli power.
You're creating a non-dualistic energy. It's amazing. You have the yin of the silver cool, structural, receptive, and you're infusing it with the yang of the sun hot, projective, vital.
It balances the polarity right in your own field. Mm. And for us as practitioners, this is a game changer. I know so many of us tend to relegate our self-care and our energy work to the evening.
It's the last thing on the to-do list.
Right. We work all day, we take care of our families, our clients, and then at 10 o'clock at night, we finally try to heal ourselves. This modality says, no, do it at noon. Make it part of your day.
A solar-charged lunar frequency. It's beautiful. I tried this the other day, actually. I sat out on my porch around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun was high and bright, and I ran the silver Reiki with the specific intention of building that shield for the rest of my day.
And what was the textural difference compared to a night session? How did it feel?
It was electric. That's the only word I have for it. At night, silver Reiki feels like a cool stream of water. It's incredibly soothing, calming, but in the sun, it felt like the air around me was vibrating. It felt like I was being encased in a diamond.
Ooh, a diamond.
Yes, harder, brighter, but still completely weightless.
Oh.
It was formidable.
That is that full spectrum effect you were talking about. You aren't just calming yourself down, you are actively powering up your field.
I think this is a vital takeaway for everyone listening. If you are feeling depleted, if you feel vulnerable walking through the world, don't wait for the moon to rise.
Yeah.
Go stand in the sun for 5 minutes and call in the silver frequency. Let the daylight bake that protection right into your field.
You'll feel the difference almost immediately.
Now, briefly, because I think it's important for context, I want to touch on the structure of the system itself. The course mentions three levels that are imparted. We won't get into the attunement process itself. That's for the teachers. But conceptually, understanding these ingredients helps us understand what it is we're actually channeling.
It absolutely helps to know what's in the cocktail you're mixing. So level one is described as universal life force.
The classic.
The classic. This anchors the modality in the tradition of Dr. Usui. It ensures that the carrier wave is that benevolent, intelligent source energy that we all know and trust.
Then you have level two, the pure essence of silver.
This is the specific frequency we've been discussing. This is the, you know, the flavor packet. It's what adds the cooling, the purifying, the structural qualities to that neutral life force energy.
And level three, this one really gave me pause and made me think. It's called the spirit or silver of the world.
This is the grounding element, and it is absolutely crucial. The text defines it as the vibration of silver as it currently exists on Earth.
Why is that distinction so important? Why, as it currently exists, why not some heavenly, perfect, abstract idea of silver?
Because we are treating human beings who live on planet Earth in this time. If we only channel high-dimensional, abstract energy, it can sometimes be too fine, too ethereal for the physical body to integrate.
It passes right through.
It passes right through. It doesn't stick. By including the vibration of silver of the world, we are connecting to the actual mineral veins in the planet's crust. We are connecting to the conductive metal that runs through our electronics, our jewelry. We're connecting to its physical presence.
It makes the energy tangible. It bridges that gap between the celestial and the terrestrial.
It creates a complete vertical alignment. You have the heaven energy, which is the universal life force, and you have the earth energy, the silver of the world, and they meet right in the practitioner's heart. It ensures that the healing isn't just spiritual, it's physical, it's grounded, it lands.
I love that. It validates the material reality we're living in. We aren't trying to escape Earth with our healing work. We're trying to embody spirit more fully right here.
Exactly. And speaking of grounding and history, the course does a really deep dive into the historical and metaphysical why of silver. And I have to say, as someone who loves to trace the lineage of these ideas, I was very impressed.
It validates the energy, doesn't it? It shows us that this isn't new. We are just tapping back into a morphological field that humanity has been building for thousands of years.
Thousands.
Let's talk about Egypt.
Oh, Egypt is fascinating. We always think of the gold of the pharaohs, the sun disks, Ra.
It's all gold, gold, gold.
But the course points out that in the Old Kingdom, silver was actually valued above gold. It was considered more precious.
Man, they called it the bones of the gods.
That phrase just stopped me in my tracks. Bones of the gods. Gold was the skin, the outer radiance, the solar flesh, but silver was the bone, the structure, the core integrity.
If we map that onto the human energy system,
it aligns perfectly with what we were just saying. The idea of the etheric body as the blueprint, the scaffold. The bones provide the fundamental shape for the body. The etheric body provides the shape for the physical form. Silver is the energy of deep foundational structure.
So when we channel this, we are literally strengthening the spiritual skeleton of our client.
We aren't just polishing their skin. We are helping to knit their bones on an energetic level. It's a much deeper level of work.
Wow. When you move forward to Greece and Rome, the connection to Artemis and Diana, the moon goddesses.
Yes.
I have always felt a very strong pull toward the Artemis archetype. She isn't the mother goddess like Demeter. She's the huntress. She is fiercely independent. She is focused.
The course specifically mentions her silver arrows, and the description is beautiful, representing the crisp, clear light of the moon piercing through darkness.
That's such a specific energetic quality. It's not fuzzy. It's not warm and cozy like a blanket. It's sharp.
It's clarity. I think that is a huge part of this modality that we can't overlook.
No.
It cuts through the fog of confusion, of emotional turmoil.
And then you go to the East China, India, and the use of silver for protection and in religious rituals is just, it's everywhere. It's well documented.
But the course doesn't just stay in the metaphysical. It brings in the physical science, the antibacterial properties of silver.
I love this section. It gives the left brain something to hold on to. It references the history of colloidal silver and its medical uses before antibiotics were discovered in the 1940s.
It's a scientific fact. Silver kills bacteria. It kills fungus. It disrupts the respiration of single-celled organisms.
Yeah.
Physically, it is a powerful purifying agent.
So if we apply the primary hermetic law, as above, so below, which basically governs everything we do as healers,
then the conclusion is inescapable. If silver purifies the physical body of biological invaders, then silver Reiki purifies the etheric body of energetic invaders.
Energetic bacteria.
Essentially, yes. I mean, what are negative thought forms? What are psychic hooks from other people? What is that sludge we pick up from a bad argument?
They're foreign contaminants.
They are. They're energetic infections that take root in the etheric field.
So silver Reiki acts as a broad-spectrum energetic antibiotic.
It creates a sterile field. And I use sterile in the best possible sense of the word, a clean, pure, pristine field where the body's own healing intelligence can happen without any interference.
The course also ties this to a spiritual lineage, which I found really beautiful. It brings in the angelic realm, specifically Archangel Gabriel.
God is my strength. Gabriel, the messenger.
I usually associate Gabriel with the trumpet, you know, the big announcement, the revelation. But the course focuses on Gabriel as the holder of the silver ray.
The silver ray is described as the ray of purity, intuition, and the moon's mystic energy. And it's interesting because Gabriel is the angel of revelation. He reveals the truth. He brings clarity.
This connects right back to that clarity aspect, the silver arrow.
It does. Think about the practical application of this. We all have clients who come in, and their pain isn't a physical ache. It's a life ache. They're lost.
Utterly lost. They don't know which path to take. They're just living in a fog.
Or the client who is looping on the same old story about their ex or their boss or their childhood, they just cannot see the exit door.
That is the perfect moment to consciously invoke the silver ray or the Gabriel frequency during a session. You aren't trying to soothe them into staying in the fog. That's not helpful.
Nah.
You are using the silver arrow of Artemis, the revelation of Gabriel, to pierce that fog and let a little bit of clear light in.
So in a session, my intention might be something like, I call upon the silver ray to clear the confusion and gently reveal the next right step for this person.
Exactly. You are just cleaning the mirror so they can see themselves more clearly. You aren't giving them the answer. You are removing the static so they can hear their own inner wisdom.
And speaking of mirrors and static, this leads us perfectly into the lunar connection, the concept of the moon mirror.
This is a major part of the course philosophy. Silver reflects light, just as the moon reflects the sun. That one sentence really grounds the whole idea. This relationship is what governs our intuition, our emotions, our inner landscape.
And we talked about the daylight aspect, using the sun to charge it. But the course also suggests that we should be looking at the calendar. The actual phase of the moon changes the flavor of the silver energy available to us here on Earth.
It's a sympathetic resonance. It makes so much sense. The silver in your hand or the silver energy in your body is vibrating in sympathy with the massive silver mirror in the sky. As the moon changes, the frequency shifts.
This is where we can get really practical and, frankly, very advanced with our scheduling. I think this is a huge value add for any practitioner.
I agree. Let's walk through the phases that the course mentions.
Okay, so we start with the new moon. The dark of the moon, the energy here is all about potential. It's the seed buried in the dark earth.
So who do we book for a new moon silver session? What's the ideal client?
The client who wants to start something new, a new business, a new relationship, a new creative project, or even the client who is pregnant or trying to conceive. The energy is all about harnessing potential.
It's the germination phase. You're creating the perfect energetic soil?
Yes. You use the silver energy to create a fertile, protected, pure space for that new thing to begin to grow, free from old patterns.
Okay. Then the moon begins to grow, the waxing moon.
The energy here is about growth, enrichment, building momentum. This is for the client who is, say, recovering from surgery and needs to rebuild tissue.
Or the client who's in the middle of a grueling project at work and needs stamina and resources.
Exactly. You are adding to their reservoir. You are helping them build and expand on what's already begun.
And then we reach the peak, the full moon. This is the big one.
It is. The course calls it peak spiritual and emotional healing. The full moon acts like a giant cosmic spotlight. It illuminates everything. The good, the bad, the beautiful, and the shadow.
So this is for the heavy lifting.
This is for the client who is ready and willing to do the deep work. If someone has a trauma they have been suppressing or a major block they can't seem to get around, A full moon silver session will bring it right to the surface to be seen and healed.
It's maximum reflection. They can't hide from themselves.
So it might not be a relaxing session in the traditional sense, but it will absolutely be a breakthrough session.
You use it for illumination. Got it. And finally, the light begins to fade. The waning moon.
The energy here is all about letting go, release, detoxification.
So this is the breakup moon.
It is, or the quitting smoking moon, or the I need to finally drop this stress I've been carrying moon. The energy of the tide is going out, so it naturally pulls debris out with it.
I love the idea of being able to tell a client, you know what? I want to see you next Thursday specifically because the moon will be waning, and that will give us a cosmic tailwind to support your intention to let go of this grief.
It's a whole other level of care.
It shows you were looking at the cosmic weather report, not just the clock on the wall.
You're aligning their personal healing cycle with the planetary cycle. It just makes the work so much more efficient and graceful.
Now let's move into the section on practical tools. The course calls this the holistic lifestyle section. It's all about how to use this energy when you are not on the massage table.
Maintenance. It's all about daily maintenance.
The first tool, and one of my favorites, is the healing elixir, charging water. Now, we've seen this in many traditions, but why is silver Reiki specifically so good for water?
It goes right back to that antibacterial history we talked about. People literally used to put silver coins in their milk jugs to keep them from spoiling.
Right, and in water barrels on long sea voyages.
Silver preserves purity. It prevents decay. Energetically, it does the same thing.
The how-to is incredibly simple. You just hold the container, state the intention, something as simple as silver Reiki, and let the energy flow for, say, 30 to 60 seconds.
And we know from the work of researchers like Dr. Masaru Emoto that water is crystalline and holds memory. It holds structure. So when you imprint your water with the specific frequency purification, rejuvenation structure, you are essentially creating a liquid remedy that you can drink.
I've made this my morning ritual. Before coffee, before anything else, I charge my first glass of water with silver Reiki.
Yeah.
I visualize that cool silver light coating my throat and my stomach, just purifying my system for the day.
It's a morning tonic for the etheric body. You're hydrating your physical cells with high vibration light.
And the course suggests using it for plants and pets too, which I think is a great way to see it work.
It is, because animals and plants don't have a placebo effect. They don't know you did anything special to the water. They just respond.
I have a perfect example of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a peace lily in my treatment room that was looking very, very sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, droopy leaves, yellowing edges, just lackluster. I started giving it water charged with silver Reiki about 3 weeks ago every time I watered it.
What happened?
It's a completely different plant. The leaves are standing straight up. They're a deep, waxy green. It looks strong. It has integrity.
That's the structural integrity we talked about, the bones of the gods.
Yeah.
You strengthened its etheric blueprint, and the physical plant had no choice but to respond.
It's amazing to watch. Another tool mentioned is using silver objects as anchors, wearing silver jewelry, or having silver objects nearby during a session.
This circles right back to level 3, the silver of the world. The physical silver acts as an antenna or a tuning fork for that frequency.
The course says, and I quote, "Silver acts as a physical anchor for the frequency, keeping the wearer grounded and emotionally balanced."
It's a touchstone. When you wear a piece of silver, especially if you've consciously charged it with your intention, it serves as a constant biofeedback loop for your energy field. It constantly reminds your field of that pure, cool frequency.
I've actually adopted a practice based on this suggestion. I went out and bought a simple, solid silver thumb ring. And I only wear it when I am doing healing work.
That is fantastic energetic hygiene. You are creating a powerful somatic trigger.
As soon as I slide that ring on, my whole system knows, okay, we're working now. We are channeling. And when I take it off at the end of the day, work is done. It helps me create a clear boundary between me and the healer.
And because it's silver, it also acts as a heat sink.
Yes. Let's talk about that, because that's a huge benefit for practitioners.
Silver is the most thermally conductive metal, physically. Yeah. Energetically, it's the most conductive of energy flow. If you're running a lot of energy, maybe you're doing a very intense extraction or working with high heat modalities like Kundalini Reiki, you can overheat.
We call it Reiki fry.
Exactly. You get that buzzed, frazzled, fried feeling at the end of the day. The silver ring or bracelet helps to conduct that excess charge out of your system. It keeps the flow moving so it doesn't pool and cause inflammation in your own joints or meridians. It literally keeps you cool.
It's a self-care tool built right into your practice. Which brings us to the internal work. The course outlines several meditative journeys. And as we said, we want to focus on the feeling and the result of these, not the step-by-step process.
The first one is called the Silver Light Experience.
The visualization is a soft, shimmering silver light descending from above. But the benefit that the course describes is creating a cocoon of tranquility.
That word cocoon is so important. It implies safety, restoration, metamorphosis. This is the go-to tool for mental and emotional harmony.
I have been using this as a palate cleanser between clients, and it has been revolutionary for me.
Oh, that's a great application. Tell me more.
You know those days when you have back-to-back sessions?
Yeah.
You finish with one client who is releasing a tremendous amount of grief, and you have 10 minutes before the next client arrives who needs help with motivation and joy.
Yeah.
You have to completely switch gears energetically.
You have to wipe the slate clean, or you're doing a disservice to the next person.
Exactly. So I just sit for 3 minutes. I close my eyes, call down the silver light. I feel it wash over me. It feels cooler than white light somehow, more liquid, like a mountain stream. And it just washes away the energetic and emotional residue of the previous session so I can be fully present and neutral for the next one.
It resets you to your factory settings. That is so important. If you carry the resonance of client A into the session with client B, you aren't giving client B a clean reading or a pure healing.
No, you're contaminating the field. Then there's the Silver Heart Embrace.
This one is targeted specifically for stress relief, and it works with the temperature of stress.
Stress is hot, isn't it?
Stress, anger, anxiety, frustration. In traditional Chinese medicine, these are all yang conditions. It's fire rising. It's inflammation. And you can't fight fire with more fire.
You need cooling. You need water. You need yin.
The Silver Heart Embrace meditation brings that cool, feminine, yin silver energy directly into the heart chakra. It's like putting a cool, wet compress on a fever. It's an instant soothing.
It doesn't suppress the emotion, though, right? That's an important distinction.
No, not at all. It cools the inflammation around the emotion so that you can actually process it clearly. When we are overheated with anger, we react. When we are cooled down, we can respond with wisdom. This tool shifts you from reaction to response.
And finally, there's an exercise focused on wholeness, on balancing mind and body.
The goal here is equilibrium, pure and simple.
The course mentions using this when you feel scattered.
Scattered is such a perfect and literal energetic description. Your energy is dispersed in 100 different directions. You are overextended.
Too many tabs open in the brain. We'll all know that feeling.
The silver energy in this exercise acts as a centripetal force. It gently but firmly pulls all those scattered pieces of you back to your center line. It integrates.
So it's not just grounding, which can sometimes feel heavy, pulling you down into the earth. It's centering, which pulls you into yourself.
Beautifully put. It harmonizes the mental body, which is often spinning out in the future, with the physical body, which is often tense and stuck in the past. It brings them both back into a single cohesive rhythm in the present moment.
So we've covered the mechanics, the history, the moon, the practical tools.
Mm-hmm.
As we start to wrap up this lesson, I really want to synthesize all of this. What is the core takeaway for the practitioner who's been listening to all this?
For me, the biggest lesson is that Silver Reiki Platinum is a tool of incredible precision. It is the scalpel, not the hammer. It is specifically designed for three things: purification, protection, and clarity.
And the silver sparkles, that refractive etheric shield, is a truly unique mechanism that I have not seen described in other modalities. It's not a wall, it's a filter.
If you work in heavy environments, or if you are just a naturally sensitive person living in this chaotic world, that shield is absolutely invaluable. It's a non-negotiable for me now.
And my biggest personal takeaway, the thing I really want to challenge everyone listening to try, is the daylight aspect. Mm-hmm. Seriously, take your moon practice out into the sun.
See what happens when you consciously mix the polarities? Feel that charge. It allows you to be a much more complete and versatile healer. You can heat clients up with traditional Reiki, and you can cool them down and structure them with silver.
It completely balances the toolkit.
It does. It gives you both ends of the spectrum.
I want to leave you all with a final thought that came to me while I was rereading the course material about the mirror of the soul. We've talked so much about silver being a mirror.
A polished reflective surface.
If we spend our time day after day using this beautiful energy to purify our etheric bodies, to gently polish that inner mirror.
What happens when the mirror is finally, truly clean?
We stop seeing the dust. We stop seeing the smudges and the distortions of our past trauma and our daily stress. And we finally see our true reflection maybe for the very first time.
We see the bones of the gods within ourselves. We see our own divine structure.
Perhaps this modality isn't just about healing what's sick or broken. Perhaps its ultimate purpose is to clean the mirror so we can finally remember who we actually are.
That is the ultimate goal of all our work, isn't it? To remember.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this lesson. I really encourage you, experiment with the silver frequency. Call in the silver ray. Stand in the sun. And please, let us know how it shifts your practice.
Keep polishing the mirror.
Until next time.